Let us now seek the countenance of the Lord and ask for his help and blessing this evening. Most holy, ever faithful, good doing, ever living God of the heavens and of all the earth, it is for the second time in this day that thou hast called the congregation together, opening the doors of thy house, preparing thy sanctuary, and granting a place for young and old to come under thy word and thine eternal testimony. It is on the eve of a national Thanksgiving Day. And, Lord, how worthy thou art to receive the sacrifice of our lips. But, alas, God in the heavens, thou art high. Thou art so holy. Thou art of too pure of eyes to behold that which is sinful and full of iniquity. And then how shall we order our petitions aright? Except thou thyself would send forth tonight that spirit of prayer, that spirit of supplication, and that spirit of thanksgiving. O Lord, thou knowest how, in the depth of the heart, here and there can be such a desire, as such a longing to render unto thee the calves of our lips, that honor due unto thy name for all thy benefits toward us. Then there is a people for whom it is so true, as we have read it together, praise waiteth, O God, for thee in Zion. O Lord, we beseech thee then, that thou would look upon us tonight in our gathering, when thy word which has been read shall then be unfolded with thy help and with thy guidance, that it may indeed accomplish that whereunto thou art pleased to send it. And again, O Lord, we cannot move thee, but we can beg of thee that thou would take reasons out of thine own self, that thou would be pleased of thine infinite mercy, and for the sake of him who is that praying and that thanking high priest at thy right hand, to bestow a blessing, yea, to open the heavens, that, O Lord, indeed, that would be showered upon us, which we cannot miss tonight. It is a Thanksgiving Day. And, O Lord, then, how fit and how becoming it is to seek to acknowledge thee for what thou hast given unto us as a people. Lord, thou hast not withheld in the seasons past the bounties of the earth from us and from our children. Thou hast granted unto the fathers and unto the mothers the capacity in mind and body to go about their work and their labor, to go in and out among their families, to work and to provide. Lord, thou hast, in each capacity among the families, granted a blessing outwardly, that indeed children may be reared up, children may be given, children may be taught, may be instructed. And, Lord, then may it please thee that thou would grant that tender fear in the hearts of our young families, of the children, that we would see all together, O gracious God, that we, like Jacob of old, not worthy of the least of thy blessings. Oh, he could say, then he became two bands. And, Lord, then, hast thou not been so mindful of land and of people? Then from week to week the congregation could assemble in thy house under thy word, unhindered, without persecution, without fear of retribution, that may still go forth in the dark times in which we live. And what is more, thou givest thy word in abundance. Thou hast provided and not removed still a servant to go in and out among this people, notwithstanding the infirmities which he did experience in the body. Lord, then must we not together humbly acknowledge thee for thy mercies extended unto him, unto his wife, children and grandchildren, where he still could perform those duties and those labors. Yea, Lord, then it cannot be missed that thou hast granted in abundance strength beyond expectation. And where he is absent from his family and from his congregation, wilt thou return him in the midst of this people in due time? Lord, crown that work. Crown the labors which thou doth place upon his shoulders, where new ones may be born in Zion, where he may proclaim, given a word from thee, that King of the Church, that salvation belongeth unto thee. O Lord, thou hast been mindful of the denomination. Thou hast gladdened us with thy deeds. Thou hast granted in this season behind us that a student could return and a student could begin their studies in the theological school. O Lord, we set them before thee in prayer tonight. Wilt thou guide them and wilt thou be their instructor, their teacher? Give strength, give courage. Grant wisdom, but, Lord, grant humility. Grant dependence. Grant what is needed to wife and to children of each. Lord, thou hast been mindful of those who have been sick. Thou hast been mindful where the infirmities have been experienced in the body and in the mind. And, where thou hast been pleased to restore unto health, then may there be that true humility, that true gratitude, that may rise out of a heart tonight And, our Lord, where the infirmities do continue, hast thou not given patience in a measure to endure under it? Ah, give an eye to look unto thee, who art that great physician. Lord, remember the mourners. Then thou knowest also that when the time of thanksgiving doth come, then how shall they order that praise before thee? One of old has said, the Lord hast given, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. O Lord, wilt thou grant grace in this season, and where thou hast given a token here and a token there in the heart, then may there be a heart that experiences tonight, this day, a thanksgiving as none other. Because, Lord, then what are all the temporal blessings without the reception of that one thing that is so necessary to live in comfort, yes, but also to die in peace, to meet thee in that righteousness which is required of thee to the satisfaction of thy justice. And, Lord, then, could there be a people tonight that would then have to exclaim with the apostle of old, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, O Lord. Wilt thou make room and wilt thou give place tonight that King of the church may ride forth prosperously upon that white horse, that, Lord, then there may be arrows which are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, yes, but by renewal thy people may hear that voice of the Son of God. Lord, to that end go before us. Oh, remember where thy word is brought in this nation on this day and where it has been brought. Oh, give unto those who have received of thee a place of authority, that not only a day such as this would be maintained in the future, Lord, then we can see it and we can hear it, that there is so little room to acknowledge thee. And true that is, we only need to examine it in our own heart. That is not man by nature. But, Lord, praise is so comely, and that for thee and thee alone. Remember the nation. Remember the kingdoms of the earth. We think in a special way today. The land of Israel and the Jewish people. It is upon their calendar the last day of their thanksgiving. And may it be a thanksgiving indeed, when the last of the hostages held by enemy hands have been released unto their families in this day. But now, Lord, that thou would remove from their eyes that which causes them to be so blind, like Saul of old, that the scales may fall therefrom, because, Lord, that is a people that is kept hostage by an enemy, and they have yet thee for that enemy when they hold so close, thinking to perform the works of righteousness by performing the deeds of the law, which thy word doth say, thereby shall no man be justified. Then, that son of David. He has no form, and he has no comeliness for that people. O Lord, wilt thou grant that thou would burst those bonds, that thou would remove that darkness from their understanding, and that thou would convert many of them yet. They are the natural seed of thy friend Abraham. But, our Lord, then when thou dost come, as thy word doth speak, oh, that those branches may be grafted in again to that vine, then wilt thou also not remove that light from the Gentiles? Then thou shalt come again in thy glory. And so, gracious God, thy footsteps are then heard again in this season and in this day. Thou dost not leave thyself without witness also to us and to our children. Lord, cause the unconverted to awaken, to hear thy voice tonight for those in the midst. Oh, thou knowest where they are sitting tonight. Place thine eye upon them. Convert unto thee what remains unconverted, so hardened, perhaps in age and under all the blessings, because thou hast spoken, knowest thou not, O man, that that goodness and that forbearance of the Lord that leadeth thee unto repentance. Lord, break then hard hearts here, and all those who lie under that seal of election, Lord, then thou shalt make a short work upon the earth. We are bound to time, but thou art the eternal God. O Lord, may we have a place, O include us, in and under that covenant of grace and of reconciliation with those merits which has been established, but which also has been accomplished by the sacrifice of thy beloved Son, who is at thy right hand. O gracious Savior, open thou thy hand. Thou with whom that mercy doth abound, look upon thy people tonight. Grant them a renewed interest in what thou hast merited for them. Grant the application unto the heart, O blessed Spirit. Be so in our midst. Lord, help thy servant. Give him the words and give him the matters. Give Aaron's and hers in the midst of the congregation. Lord, without thee, then he can do nothing. But grant a door of utterance. Give ears to hear it, hearts to understand it. And, Lord, may it be that there may be a sound in heaven tonight, a sound of the angels who rejoice over a sinner that doth repent under the proclamation of thy holy and thy enduring, thy blessed and thy precious word. O gracious God, pardon all our sins, and that for Jesus' sake. Amen.